Well, Paddy, obviously not the result you came here looking for. Disappointing result. What about the performance? Not much to get from that either, is it?
No. Look, we just didn't get to the pace. But again, you know, we talked during the week about, you know, like we kept Kerry in the first half. All the scores they got were coming from our mistakes. And I think for the first four or five attacks, we actually gave the ball away. And that just gave Tyrone a bit of heart. And they came with a little cluster of scores, and that left them comfortable. You know, we didn't do what we said we were going to do. And the lads are exceptionally disappointed in there. There's a lot of lessons for us, and we have to take them and bounce back from this, because that's not the kind of scoreboard you want to see when you're playing Tyrone in here.
Yeah. They won the toss, I think, but they elected to play against the wind, and the wind at you kind of, and they put you on the back foot.
They did, but they were just more clinical in terms of the attacks that they had. You know, you could see that obviously they were right up for the game, and it's just again the number of mistakes that we made coming out as very, very simple basic mistakes in terms of giving away possession and all. And you know, I don't think there's nobody in there can say that they, I think, you know, that's how football oscillates. You know, we come out of McCool Park in good form, we have to take the lessons out of this as well. But I mean, we're a serious work in progress there. There's a lot of other good Donegal footballers there that will be champing at the bit to get back out on the field. It's a fortnight, and it's a fortnight to the next game, and we're just going to have to take that on the chin and bounce back.
Yeah, I see Pather Morgan returned today, obviously. That's one of the returning.
Yeah, but look, it's good to have Pather back on board, no question about it. You know, we were trying to give him as much game time as we could there now, but, you know, he'll obviously be a serious addition going forward, and there's another half a dozen lads to come in there that will, you know, have a significant role to play as the year goes by.
Patrick McBurty, what's the story? He went off injured, wasn't
he? I know he was kind of holding his leg there. I haven't had a chance to talk to him just yet, so I can't say for certain what the nature of that injury is. I know the medics are looking at him there now, and we'll update you on that then.
Yeah. Referee today, would you be happy with him?
Well, you know, asking managers about referees, you can't say too much. I just, look, a lot of marginal things didn't go our way there today. Like, you know, there was an incident in front of the goal there that we thought could have been, you know, at that stage there was only, what, 4 or 5 points in it, and that might have made the difference. You know, Tyrone were able to, towards the end, I mean, I think this score flattered them somewhat in the sense that, you know, they had the freedom to be able to go and tag on a lot of scores there because they'd got away from us at that stage.
Yeah, was the chance gone at half time? You had a goal maybe before half time, or a goal chance at before half time.
Yeah, like that. You know, one day those things will go right for you, another day they won't. You know, and it just didn't. You know, we there was a goal line clearance at that stage. If that had went in, you know, we would have been coming in here with a different view at half time anyway.
Yeah. In terms of, you have 2 weeks now to prepare for Monaghan in Healy or in Clonus. In terms of who else will be back, or if do you feel is in the running to be back for that?
Yeah, well, I'd say it's just too early to say that, but I would, you know, there will be a number of players who will come into the reckoning for that. I would say that with a fair degree of certainty.
Who's nearest or who is?
Well, I can't say until we see how they go this week at training, but I mean, you know, there are recognised players and all that can make a difference.
Yeah, so points are going to be hard to come by, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are. I think, but we've always known that from the start, and, you know, it's each week things change. You know, you can see, I haven't heard the other results yet, but, you know, everyone associated with football knows only too well that this division is only going to be a kick of a ball in it, and very often it might come down to the last day. But more importantly is us getting ourselves right, and we've a good few lessons to take out of today.